Last week in Hawaii, Marine Sergeant Brandon Morgan returned home from deployment in Afghanistan. A friend captured him on camera, fatigues and all, kissing a man, Dalen Wells. Sergeant Morgan appears to have leapt into his arms. He's clinging to Wells. Behind them, a huge American flag draped across the airplane hangar.
Sergeant Morgan told us about that moment.
Because it is a homecoming, after 4 years of knowing each other and then starting a relationship with him the last couple months of being deployed, I wanted to show him how much I cared for him, and that this has now been been made very, very popular, but it's been 4 years of just pent-up emotion and secret love.
Now, not only have thousands of people witnessed a spontaneous expression of life after Don't Ask, Don't Tell, they also witnessed a big moment in a love story. As you might have gathered, this was their first kiss.
A group called Gay Marines posted the picture on its Facebook page, and it has accumulated likes in the tens of thousands. Sergeant Morgan addressed the broader significance of the moment on a Hawaii TV station, KHON.
We haven't fought for more rights or better rights than others. We fought for equal rights, and now we have them.
As for how the Marines responded, a statement from the Marine Corps in Hawaii is simple. It says, the picture is your typical homecoming photo. Sergeant Morgan says the response from around the world has been incredible, and only some of it critical.
There's always going to be a few people who try to ruin it, but they can't. It's impacted me, and it's changed my whole view of hope. I'm very hopeful because even though there's been a lot of negative responses, the positive ones have been overwhelming.
The Marine and his boyfriend are not the first widely publicized gay couple to kiss at a military homecoming. This past December, two women in the Navy shared a traditional first kiss on the dock after a ship had landed. The Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that had barred openly gay men and women from serving in the military ended last September. This is NPR News.